Our guest at the cafe this morning is Sharon Felt from Sulphur Springs. And ordinarily, Sharon serves as our books commentator, but we're going to talk to her this morning about a new venture, and it's a regional magazine.
Yes, I'm very excited about this.
You're the editor.
I am.
I think that's a great choice, and I think they couldn't pick a better person to do it. It's called The Fence Post?
It is. It's a regional magazine that just is going to be kind of a good news, get to know your neighbors. We're going to highlight all the people in areas around about a 70-mile radius of Sulphur Springs and Neantas, and we're going to find the people that are doing good in their communities that never get the accolades, but should certainly have them. So we're going to do articles on that. And hopefully when you open each issue, which comes out quarterly, you will find a neighbor that's doing something.
Mm-hmm. We talked last time you were, I don't know if it was last time, it was not long ago. We talked about a newspaper called the Community Chronicle.
Yes.
Which has been out for quite some time, and you've written articles for that newspaper, but this is an extension of that newspaper.
It is. It was kind of a surprise. The editor, Chuck Roy, who writes the he writes in the Community Chronicle too, called me in one day and he said, I'm going to start a magazine. Well, I was thinking he wanted me to write for that too. And I said, okay, what you need me to do? And he said, I need you to be the editor. Well, I was just blown away. It was very exciting, but kind of daunting too, because it was a kind of a steep learning curve, but it's been kind of fun.
Yeah. And this is coming out December 1st?
December 15th.
Oh, December 15th, but in December. And so you're pretty far along here in putting this first edition together.
Yes, we have all the articles assigned, and most are completed. We have the pictures. They're formatting a mock-up this week, and we should have that in the next week or so. Mm-hmm. And we're excited that it's going to be coming out.
Can you say, you may not want to, what some of the articles will be?
Yes, I can, actually. There's a fascinating article about love on a leash. It is therapy dogs. That there's quite a few different organizations that sponsor therapy dogs, but there's only two in Northeast Texas of this particular love on a leash. And I was able to spend time with the two girls that kind of can't travel around to the different rehab and I guess retirement homes, and the people that see these dogs. It's an amazing transformation. Their eyes light up. The little dog's tails just start wagging. It's a wonderful transformation because these people are very, you know, many of them are very ill or are lonely. And it just transforms their faces and their attitudes. It's a lovely thing.
Right.
The red tape that goes with it is absolutely astounding. Each horse has to be in this confined space for 30 days minimum. And they can only be in one stall. They can't transfer to different stalls. And each country has all of these stipulations that the vets have to follow. And each horse has to have 25 pages of FDA stuff that goes with it. It is a fascinating operation.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Sharon Feld, and Sharon is the new editor of a magazine called The Fence Post, regional Northeast Texas magazine, which is coming out in December. How's the advertising so far?
I think it's going great. That's not my area. Thank goodness, or we wouldn't have any.
Well, you know, you do have to be somewhat concerned about that. But based on what I've seen from the Community Chronicle, the newspaper, I expect it'll be pretty darn good.
I think so, too. It's the same premise as the Community Chronicle. We're reporting good news and good things that are happening. And kind of my idea that I talk to my writers for is find the good, write the good, and then do the good.
And you're going to need writers, more writers.
I do. I've been able to tap in or call in favors of all my writers that I know that are my friends, but they're outstanding writers. And I've been introduced to others who are professional writers. And the work that I've gotten from them is it's truly top rate.
Yeah, you're getting some help from your Silver Leos.
Yes,
friends,
yes,
right? That's the writing group here at A&M Commerce, and so you kind of have a ready pool of people there.
There's a great range of interest in there and in doing the writing for me, and then they have all published wonderful books. So it's a great pool for me to draw from, yeah. And they're letting me do it.
Now, you're an experienced and a very capable writer, but you say the technology, you're really having to gear up on the technology.
Yes, my friends laugh because I have a hard time even, you know, downloading photos to my computer. I don't know how to do that stuff yet, but I'm learning. And it's, like I said, it's a steep learning curve, but it's very exciting. And I never would have thought that at this stage in life, I would be taking on something this exciting.
It's a whole new career.
It is. Yeah. It is.
You were a teacher for most of your life.
Yes, right? About 38 years.
And then you've published a children's book, more than one children's book, and won a major national honor for that. And now you're going to be the editor of this new magazine, The Fence Post, which is coming out in December. So I think we'll probably talk with you again between now and then and find out more about what's going on.
Perfect.
Okay.
Yes.
Sharon Felt of Sulphur Springs. She's the editor of a new regional magazine, The Good News About Northeast Texas, called The Fence Post. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.